So going to do things a little differently today. We have a mission in a place called Lesotho, and the mission is called Rachel's Home. It's an AIDS orphanage for children. We're going to talk a little bit about that, but I'm going to bring that into the sermon. But I'm going to start by making a statement, and then we're going to unpack that statement against what we're going to read in a second. So read with me, Galatians chapter 6, verses 1 to 10. Brothers and sisters, if someone is caught in sin, you who live by the Spirit should restore that person gently. But watch yourselves, or you also may be tempted. And then our passage for today. Carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ or obey the law of Christ. If anyone thinks they are something when they're not, they deceive themselves. Each one should test their own actions, and then they can take pride in themselves alone without comparing themselves to someone else. For each one should carry their own load. Nevertheless, the one who receives instruction in the word should share all good things with their instructor. Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A person reaps what they sow. Whoever sows to please their flesh, from the flesh will reap destruction. Whoever sows to please the Spirit, from the Spirit will reap eternal life. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers. So I said I was going to make a statement, and then we're going to unpack this. And here's the statement I would like to make. Would you agree with me if I said that as we serve, as we live lovingly and graciously and caringly towards each other, that brings balance and perspective into my own life? As I learn to serve and give, that brings balance and perspective into my own life. And to help me explain this, here's a little video that was shot in Lesotho at Rachel's home to help us understand this. So have a look. So don't you think, when you've had a look at this, don't you think that this is so true of our lives? So often our burdens, our struggles will just kind of back up and load up on the one side. And before we know it, we are lopsided and unbalanced, like that little kid carrying that bucket. And I want you to keep those three images in mind, right? First image was this unbalanced, lopsided, the bucket that's so heavy. But we know really well that we can't just drop those burdens or those things that we need to carry. Like this little girl, she had to take water to the garden. Dumping half of that bucket to carry it just meant she's going to have to go back and pick it up all again, well, get it from the tap, and then go again. We don't just get rid of them. We don't just drop them, right? But sometimes we can balance them and we can manage a little better instead of just piling it all up on the one side. There's your second image. But the third image is the one that I really want us to look at today and think about today, carrying each other's burdens. Because if you saw that third image, not only did they each carry their burden that they had, but they could help one another with that bucket that was in the middle, carrying each other's burdens, and they could get along so much easier and do their tasks so much easier. So here's my question. When we think of these three images in our lives, how often are we so overwhelmed by our own burdens, and call them whatever you want, struggles or crises or disappointment or hurt or pain or family struggles or things that just don't work out or pandemics that overwhelm us, that sometimes we're so overwhelmed by these burdens that they kind of push us off balance, and sometimes not just off balance, but completely out of balance. I'm going to give you an example, a very personal one, and forgive me as I open my heart to you. A week ago, my parents, who live in South Africa, moved from their home into a senior's home. I said to my mom, and because mom's the one who makes all the decisions, she's a typical... Yeah, let me not say it. Mom makes the decisions and mom runs the roost. And I said, Mom, let me get guys to come in and move the stuff for you. Let them pack it for you and then put it in the moving van and then take it there and unpack it for you. My mother said, over my 82-year-old body, not going to happen. I'm going to do that myself. She overwhelmed herself. She put so much stress, so much burden, so much load on herself that she messed up. And yes, they moved. But here's where I want to get to. She put so much of those burdens on herself that she was completely off balance. For the next 3 days after they moved in, she did not know who she was, where she was, what she was. Calls me in the middle of the night to tell me we're going to move. In the meantime, they have moved. She's there already. An hour later, in the middle of the night, my heart stops. My mother again. Oh, just wanted to tell you that we're moving. And I'm saying, Mother, I know that. She didn't sleep. She was deprived of sleep, and all of that just took its toll because she did not want to share the burden, and it pulled her off balance and out of sync, and it messed with her. Thank God she's doing much better. Thank you for wondering and asking. How do we remedy that? How do we change that? Because she's not alone. We're like that. We'll just pile them on, and we'll just pile them on. First image, remember those three images? First image, struggle to pick up that bucket with all of that burden in there. We need to change the way we look. We need to change our perspective. Do this little thing with me, please. Little practical thing. Will you put your hand like this, where you can just put your finger through? Just make a hole like that. Then close your other eye and then look through this hole, please. And as you do this, just ask yourself, what can I see? Because here's the thing. When this eye is closed and I'm looking through this little tunnel hole, it's a tunnel vision that I have. And I only see this much. I only see the burdens, and they are pulling me to the side. But the moment I take this away and I open my eyes, my perspective changes. And how does that happen? When I, instead of just looking at my burdens, take this away and see my brother, my sister, that third image, who also is carrying those burdens. And I go and I say, can I help you carry your burdens? And the perspective changes. And instead of being overwhelmed by my burden, I am empowered. empowered by the fact that I can help my brother, my sister, and we can together do what needs to be done. Serving others changes my balance and my perspective. Which one of the three images are you right now? This one, or the one still carrying it all alone? Or are you sharing and allowing, because there's my mom, allowing someone to share your burden and in this way fulfill the law of Christ, obey the law of Christ. What is the law? They ask Jesus, what's the greatest? He says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, all. But the second that is right next to this, you should love your neighbor, your brother, your sister. And how do we do that? Loving initiative, serving, carrying each other's burdens, and we fulfill the law of God. Need you to notice a little something. Did you notice that I did not qualify who we need to help and whose burdens we care? Because when Paul writes verse 7 to 10, go read that again. Paul does not qualify that either. Paul says, as far as you can do this, as for you, go do good to all, verse 10, people. Didn't say go do good to good people. Go do good to deserving people. Go do good to loving people. Go do good to caring people. Go do good to all people. When you see them struggle, help them. When they are in need, help them. Empower them. But they brought that on themselves. Good. Is that your problem? Carry each other's burdens. Can I help you? May I help you with your burden, because that will empower me and lift my burden and allow me to go through life. Will you please help me, because I don't deserve it just as you don't deserve it. Isn't that why the early church of Jesus Christ flourished? Because that's exactly what they did. Go read their stories in the book of Acts. But Acts chapter 2, verse 44 and 45. Acts chapter 5, verse 34, 35. Go read that. It says, they all came together. And in what they had, they shared that with one another. And they all were able to eat. And they were all able to drink. And they were all able to take care of everything they needed to. And those who had more sold their possessions and brought that to the apostles. And they gave it so that no one needed anything, because what did they do? They carried each other's burdens, and God blessed them in abundance. So now let me get a little more practical on the central side. How do we do that? I wanted to remind you, because we speak about this so often, about how God asked us to do this and share burdens. And I want to remind you again of what we're doing. And this is not for us to say, look at us. This is to remind us, am I still part of that? How am I part of that? How can I be a part of that? 2007, God brought a vision into our church through our ministry leader at that time, Elsie. There was this little place in Maputswe in Lesotho called Rachel's Home. It's a small orphanage for AIDS orphans, which means they don't have AIDS. They're orphans because their parents had AIDS and they died of AIDS. Still rampant in Lesotho. Hilda started this little orphanage by a little baby that was just put on her doorstep, and she started taking care of these kids, and it just grew and grew. We got to know of this through a doctor who's a member of our church, who was commissioned by Canada and worked at the AIDS clinic in Lesotho. Got to know about this, and we got involved. The first things that we did were so small. We stand across little pillowcases, which our kids' zone kids put their hands in paint and put it all on there, and made these pillowcases and some clothes, and we put them in bags, as many as you could get, and he flew them back to South Africa, got in his car, and took them to Lesotho, to Rachel's home, and gave that to him. But we knew this wasn't enough. And God just grew this ministry in our heart. And we started planning. And in 2009, approximately 30 of us got on a plane. And we flew to South Africa and then drove into Lesotho. And for 6 days, we were there. 6 days. You'll see the video in a second. And for 6 days, we worked and we built 3 classrooms. Done. From scratch to classrooms that could work and function, because we knew the need for that, because there are needs there for schools and kids to come to a Christian place where they can be taught. 2012, we went back and we built evolution blocks because they didn't have that. But we didn't just go in and stop. We continue to pay for the teachers. We pay their salaries. We buy food for those kids. We take care of the vitamins that they need. We've started taking care of them, getting them into high school and paying for their tuition. Some folks here have taken up the burden and carrying the burden of putting these kids through university so that they can go back and go carry the burdens of those who are there and put back what was put into them. We saw, and God said, there is a burden. It is too heavy. They cannot carry that. And we could say, but we could take one of those and we could carry with you. Can we partner with you? Can we carry your burden with you and lift this up and lift these kids up? And it's changed the community. It's changed the lives of kids who have been through university, have come back and are working. And we are still doing that. And when I say these things, it's not to say, hey, look at us. It's to say, how are we doing? How well are we doing? How are we doing in the other burdens that we are carrying? Every year, we run a marathon, and we have folks who come from outside who run with us to fundraise so that we can take care of this. And through that, God blesses us. We can provide them with a Christmas meal, and you'll see a little bit of that. We can provide them. We bought new playground facilities for them so they can have slides and swings, which they've never had, with God's grace. Have a look.
I searched the world, but it couldn't fill me. Empty praise, treasures that fade are never enough. Then you came along and put me back together. Every desire is now satisfied. There's nothing
Doesn't that bring a smile to your face? Just seeing that? The question when we look at this is, so how are we doing also with each other? How am I doing in sharing that burden? Because, says Paul, you will sow what you reap. And as you sow good things, God will bring that amazing harvest. And we thank God for the harvest that has happened in Rachel's home. Thank God for you, Central Church, for how you have taken up the burden and carried this burden and still are doing that. From 2007 and we're in 2020, 13 years, we have not let go of that. Here's the thing. We might not see all of the harvest, but heaven is rejoicing. For do good to all people, and especially to those little ones who are part of God's family. And we're doing that. Thank you. There are other things that are going to come this year. We're going to say, do you want a partner? Because as we do this, is it easy? No, it's not. Do we want to go back? We so want to, but this pandemic has just stopped it all. We can't go, but there's things that we can do. But here's the amazing thing. I started off by saying, when we serve, when we do good things, it brings balance and perspective into our own lives. Isn't that just true? So as you look around, and as you walk and you have your own, hey, grab a bucket. It's time to do the law of Christ. Amen. Pray with me. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to carry each other's burdens. Thank you for allowing us to be there for one another. Thank you for the privilege that we have, that we may share what we have with God's people and with all people. Thank you for the blessing that you have brought to us through Rachel's, and thank you that we may help carry their burden. Help us to continue to be strong for them, pick them up, carry them. You are an amazing God, and we thank you for your abundance. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Welcome. This is the table of the Lord, and it is prepared for you. What a wonderful moment to share the sign, the bread of forgiveness, and the wine of release, where the Lord Jesus says, look at these signs, and when you see, remember me. Listen to the language that it speaks to you. So as we gather around the table of the Lord, let's pray for the Lord's blessing. And I'm also going to lead you in the Apostles' Creed as part of our prayer. So let's bow our heads in prayer. Father God, we thank you for this amazing table, for this sign of your love, for the sign that says, here are my arms that reach out to you and hold you. Here are the gifts of the body and the blood of Jesus Christ, my Son, where you remind us, Lord Jesus, as you eat and as you drink, remember me and what I did. We pray for your blessing, Lord. Bless the bread as we break that bread in a moment and share that. Bless the wine as we are reminded of your blood that was shed for us for a perfect redemption. We thank you that you speak loud and clear. In this moment, Lord, we say the words that the church has said for so many ages. And we say, I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead, and on the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven, and he is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. In the night that our Lord Jesus was delivered into the hands of the soldiers and those that would take him to his cross, he reclined at the table with his disciples. And he said to them, I've longed to share this moment with you. And then he explained. He took the bread. And as he broke the bread, he says, this is my body. This is for you. Take this bread and eat. And every time you eat, remember me. So as we take this bread, remember this is a sign that his body was broken as a perfect redemption for all of our sins, so that we may be made whole in Jesus Christ. So let us share in the body of Christ. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for allowing this world to break your body, to take all of our sins and to put it on your body, so that you might take that for us and we, Lord, might be forgiven. As we eat this bread of forgiveness, we give you thanks that we may know that there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Amen. After the meal, the Lord Jesus took the cup of thanksgiving. And as he blessed this cup of thanksgiving, he says, this cup is the new covenant that is sealed in my blood. Take this cup and drink, each one of you. And as you drink, remember that my blood was given as a perfect redemption for all of your sins. So take this cup and drink the blood of Christ. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your precious blood. Thank you that as we stand beneath the cross and your blood flows, it flows over us and it cleanses us and washes us and makes us brand new. Thank you for reminding us of that in the word, Lord, when you say that there at the cross, that IOU that was written against us was washed and doesn't exist anymore because it was washed in the blood of the Lamb. We thank you for the gift of your blood. Amen. As we say goodbye and as we part from the table, let's say a prayer of thanksgiving, and I'm going to lead you into the Lord's Prayer as part of this thanksgiving prayer. So let's pray. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end, for they are new every morning, new every morning. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is in me, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and do not forget all of the deeds that the Lord has done for you. Bless the Lord, O my soul, for I have sat at the table of the Lord, and I have been fed on the finest bread and the finest wine of the gifts of Jesus Christ. And now, Lord, hear as we pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen.